The official TV season has just ended, and it's only a month till the networks announce their schedules for next fall, which is why new series keep premiering so the networks can test them out. TV critic David Bianculli has some thoughts about two new ABC series. He's seen all 7 episodes of one of them and just a test reel of the other.
The series I've seen all of is My Life and Times, which premieres Wednesday. It's created by Ron Coslow, who did Beauty and the Beast, which I hated. So I didn't expect much from My Life and Times, especially since it sounded so gimmicky. Basically, My Life and Times takes the flashback idea from the Wonder Years and pushes it even further by giving the storyteller role to an octogenarian instead of a young adult. That way, he remembers not only his childhood, but his entire life. And if that weren't enough, My Life and Times ups the ante by placing its hero in the future, so that while he looks back, viewers can occasionally look ahead. Tom Irwin of the Steppenwolf Theater Company stars and delivers the same involved introduction at the start of each episode.
I wouldn't say I've seen it all, but I've seen a lot. I've seen the world change. I've seen myself change. I've watched footsteps on the moon and seen myself stumble. I've made a fortune. I've lost a fortune. I survived the 90s and braved the millennium. I've known fear and did my damnedest not to be afraid. I've loved and lost and lived to love again. The one thing I know is life is an adventure. You've got to hold on and let it carry you away.
It turns out that Ben's introduction is actually a blueprint for the series' first 7 episodes. He makes a fortune and loses it, gets odd jobs and loses them, and rushes in vain to help his wife get through childbirth, only to nearly lose her and the baby to the Bay Area quake of 1989.
Wow. What a beginning. You arrive and the earth shakes, huh? I wanted to be here. Someday I'll tell you why I wasn't.
That's not an idle threat either, because this guy spends the entire series telling stories to anybody who will listen. But other than that earthquake story, there's nothing really earth-shaking about My Life and Times. I have to admit, though, that it is intriguing, especially when we get a peek at such events as the celebration of the millennium and the economic collapse of 1998. But what's disappointing is that you can't tell the future from the past without a scorecard. There's no effort to spend money on any futuristic set design or wardrobe other than a tacky model of a bullet train. And while the poetic romance of My Life and Times is a lot more tolerable than in Beauty and the Beast, it's still a bit overdone. The best scenes are the ones in which the elderly storyteller bonds with his eager grandson, and the best trick is that the stories are presented out of sequence. Characters age, die, and reappear, and pop up in lots of different places and situations. Kind of like Sam in Quantum Leap, or Billy Pilgrim in Slaughterhouse-Five. Even after watching 7 episodes, though, the best adjective I can muster is interesting. As for Dinosaurs, the ABC comedy that premieres Friday, it's still not ready to screen for critics, but I can't wait to see it, and I recommend you give it a try. It was the last project Jim Henson worked on before his death. It's a prehistoric sitcom from the dinosaurs' point of view, and the special effects look fabulous. It could be the show of the year, or could soon be extinct. I predict, however, that Dinosaurs will outlast My Life and Times. My Life and Times is set in the future, but Dinosaurs has a brighter one.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.